1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today an issue that I believe should grasp the attention of each and every one of us. That is the mandate for moral decay. We're witnessing that taking place today. I'm looking at the headline, House Adopts Anti-Semitism Bill Dispute Despite Worries It Criminalizes Biblical Beliefs. It is a bill that has been passed in the House. It's passed on to the Senate. It is one that's supposed to be, it's a knee-jerk response to the anti-Semitism that's taking place in America and our colleges and universities, brought about by the socialist Marxist professors, and now they've been training students for about 60 years in these incubators of communism, socialism, and Marxism, and now their students have been well trained, and they're coming back now, and they're wondering how to handle it. But this article says, in an abrupt effort to address this anti-Semitic violence that has engulfed many American universities and campuses, in the recent weeks, the U.S. House has adopted a new Anti-Semitism Awareness Act after ignoring concerns that the plan actually could threaten free speech and make Christians who adhere to the biblical account of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection subject to conviction. The bill purportedly to try to curb hate speech while it passed and now is headed to the Senate. A bipartisan coalition says it is ill-conceived and actually is very, very dangerous. Let me read just one other paragraph. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, condemned anti-Semitism, but said, I will not be voting for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act today that could convict Christians of anti-Semitism for belief that the gospel says that Jesus was handed over by Herod and crucified by the Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another little thread, another little avenue, another area that Christians can be further persecuted and prosecuted, and it will be deterioration further of the moral, ethical warp and woof that is the actual fabric that makes up what we know today as America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the mandate for moral decay. The Biden administration now, as we are talking about this issue, I'm looking at one headline, says Joe Biden wants American tax dollars to train hundreds of trans activists overseas. The Biden administration wants to train at least 200 activists that will advocate for transgender rights in India as part of the program ostensibly designed to advance America's national interest, according to the federal grant posting. And it goes on to talk about the Joe Biden State Department plans to train over 200 LGBTQ community leaders, with a preference given to trans, intersex community leaders, by delivering specialized legal education and support, which will in turn empower them to advocate for their rights and access to all services they need from the government. Ladies and gentlemen, we're legislating immorality. We're forcing it on Americans, and now feel that somehow, some way, we need to take American tax dollars and train the sodomites to involve themselves in other nations and other leaderships around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today what I call the skyrocketing of the moral decline, the moral decay. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything that was historically viewed as morality is now being removed, modified, are completely destroyed. Consider some of the following. I'll cover some of these as we go through the broadcast today. Number one, we'll get to our call in just a moment. Number one, we're sacrificing, hear me, we're sacrificing our children today in the mother's womb, killing them and calling it a woman's choice. Since when can an individual human being make a choice to murder someone and not face prosecution? No less than pagan cultures, ladies and gentlemen. You go back and you study the scriptures, study the pagan cultures, and during the pagan cultures, during the Old Testament era, for example, it wasn't an unusual thing for a parent to birth a child and then take that child to the statue or the god of Molech and place it on the arms of Molech with the fires burning and sacrifice that child to appease the gods, the pagan gods of that era. We're doing that today. We're sacrificing children today to appease the sex gods of today. It's a sexual choice. If you're going to live in promiscuity and produce a child, it's your responsibility, not your responsibility of a woman's health choice to murder that baby. It ought to be a clear-cut case if an abortion takes place, and I'm thankful for the law now in the state of Florida. It doesn't meet it totally. Some states have said any abortion for any reason is murder and will be prosecuted. I think there's five or six states that have that. State of Florida now has successfully passed and gone through the muster of the Supreme Court of saying that the six-week ban is equitable and right. But ladies and gentlemen, do you realize on the agenda for state of Florida for November for the election, one of the six amendments, and I say no to all amendments to our Constitution. I say no to every amendment because we need to stop making Swiss cheese out of the Florida Constitution. 127 times since 1973, it's been modified and changed. It's like Swiss cheese. But on the ballot, there will be a choice that you, the voters, we, the people, will make a decision to either open the floodgate to make the state of Florida the murder capital of the world by way of abortion, or to say no. I believe it's our responsibility to understand that we're wonderfully made, according to Psalms 139. I believe we need to understand that God created us. We're created in the image of God. I believe we need to understand that in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13, the Bible is very, very clear, thou shalt not kill. We need to recognize that abortion is not a woman's choice. It is murder, should be prosecutable as murder. But we're losing the ground of morals and ethics and values in America. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question and comment, please.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I was kind of skeptical of making this comment, but it's truth. We don't know what we let in through the immigrants, neither, because there's back a young child taken in a hallway, raped, and a family member had to pull him off. And that person's mind still ain't right at 72. Mm-hmm. There are babies out here being raped by all kinds, but Spanish Harlem and what was experienced. Some people don't have the mind frame of Americans. And they're savages in a way.
Well, they are. In fact, I don't call them immigrants. I call them illegal invaders. And every human being on the sound of my voice and beyond that's come into America as an immigrant, they've come in through the front door, they've paid the price, they've gone through the process, they've pledged an allegiance to America and to our Constitution. They reject, they resent, they are bothered by, greatly irritated by the fact that we've got open borders now and people can cross the borders. And you talk about the issue of the raping. Just recently, there was one that I believe it was the 27-year-old illegal invader that had come in, raped an 11-year-old girl, and he went before the judge, and the judge set a court date for 2020. 27 for him to come back and face the charges. Now, everybody knows that he's going to be obedient, and he's going to come back, and he's going to face the charges. Don't we know that that's what he'll do? Absolutely not. But yet, that's what our court system is doing today. We're legislating, we're mandating through the mandates of legislature and the mandates of the courts, the mandates of Joe Biden, the mandates of an open border. We're mandating a decline and a deficit and a death of anything that's called morals and ethics and values in America. And now, you touched on it, but Joe Biden is now saying that he's going to bring in at least 5,000. Now, I don't know how you set a number. At least 5,000 so-called Gazians, those out of Gaza. And by the way, there's no such thing as the nation of Gaza. Gaza is land that is owned, given to them by God, from God. It's part of Israel. It is the Mediterranean border of Israel, but it was turned over to Gaza or those that's living in Gaza, and they then had, by their open elections in 2006, they elected Hamas to come in and be the dictators over them, and now they're Joe Biden and others in America are weeping and wailing and lashing the gnashing of teeth, saying that Israel should stop. Now, if I can just digress for a moment, Terry, if we'd had this kind of influence in World War One, World War Two, World War Two in particular, we would have never won World War Two. Had we had the influence of saying, well, you can't hurt anybody, make sure a child is not killed, make sure a woman is not killed, make sure citizens are protected. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, when the bombs were dropped, nobody went out and gave them warnings to get out because we're going to kill everybody there. But it stopped the war. It ended the war. It gave victory. And as a result of that, you don't see Japan being an aggressive nation whatsoever. But somehow, some way, Joe Biden thinks that he can simply appease the Islamic jihadist in America that's demanding that he turn his back on Israel. But even with his turning his back on Israel, the Islamic jihadists are not satisfied, because what we're witnessing, Terry, if I can throw in another little parenthetical footnote, we're witnessing the rising up of the Islamic jihadists for global invasion and control. The goal of Muhammad has never ceased. Listen, never ceased. The goal of Muhammad is to have global domination. That was the purpose and the plan of Muhammad. That's the purpose and the plan that's laid out in the Noble Quran, as it's called, which is the demonically inspired so-called holy book of Islam. I made the statement in my book, Is Islam Tolerant? If a person, if a Muslim reads the Quran, if they believe the Quran, if they obey the Quran, given the opportunity, they will kill you or me. So we're witnessing, Terry, the undermining of anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. And thus, if the moral foundation, Psalms 11:3 again, I quote, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's what we're witnessing. There's the foundation, the moral, ethical foundation. And you take away that foundation, you take away the brick and the clay, as I call it, that holds America up. And we are sinking in the sewer of immoral, ungodly, illicit, unholy practices in America. And it's following the identical pattern of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. Terry, all we can do from the Christian standpoint is to warn our friends, our relatives, our neighbors. And number one, Terry, everybody that you know, everybody that's in your Facebook account, everybody that's on your text or email list, warn them, vote no, no, no on the 6 amendments that's listed on the ballot for November of this year. That is imperative that Christians hear me, hear that voice, and do that if we're going to protect our state as much as possible. Terry, thank you so much for your call, for your insight. You're spot on with your statements. And for each and every one of us, all we can do, the most we can do, is pray and seek God's face, turn from wicked ways, and ask God to heal our lands. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Not only, ladies and gentlemen, are we sacrificing our children to be offered in the womb, to be offered as a sacrifice, as some type offering to the pagan gods that it is being offered to. And secondly, ladies and gentlemen, our children are being groomed from kindergarten through graduate school to engage in illicit sexual relationships. Today it's called the child's right. Today it's called sex education. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're calling it, listen, we're giving it all kinds of little fanciful names for these immoral, ungodly, unholy legislative acts that are being passed, or the executive orders by Joe Biden that doesn't know what he's doing. Joe Biden wouldn't know what state he's in if he wasn't told by his wife. Joe Biden wouldn't know it's time to get up unless he's told by his wife. Joe Biden wouldn't know what direction to off-ramp off a stage unless somebody comes and grabs his hand and points to the right direction. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, he's the one that's he's the puppet behind the scenes. Valerie Jarrett, the socialist Marxist communist that worships Mao, is making the decision. Susan Rice is making the decision. Barack Hussein Obama is making the decision. George Soros are making the decision. Joe Biden is not making any decision that you see, but yet it's his executive order pen that is carrying it out for our nation. And today our children are being groomed from kindergarten right on through graduate school. The entire American educational system today, from the U.S. Department of Education to the local level of the school boards, the so-called sex education, where our kids are actually, listen, most are not aware of this, and it might sound gross, and I'll be very careful with my terminology, but most parents do not realize in the classrooms, even here in Duval County and across the nation, as mandated by the U.S. Department of Education, thanks to Jimmy Carter, president, in 71, 72, and 73, when the U.S. Department of Education came into existence. But every school system's mandated by the U.S. Department of Education to teach what is called, and it's been expanded, teach what is called sex education, and where the kids, boys and girls, are given prototypes, models of the sex organs of males and females, and they're to stand before the class, mixed class, girls and boys, and show how those two organs copulate and how it's to be carried out. And then we wonder, and we're frightened, and we're terrified because of so many unholy, ungodly sex acts taking place in the classroom with the students, and then so much promiscuity and so many unwanted births and pregnancies, ladies and gentlemen. We are legislating the decline of America. It's a mandate, a moral decay that we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, we see the Marxist media outraged with the sexual activity, and yet it's being planned, promulgated. Listen, if you have sex education, the design is to perform and have sex. If you have driver's education, the design purpose is to teach a person how to drive a car. God, ladies and gentlemen, placed that in the human heart and the body. You don't have to teach a man and a woman that get married how to procreate. God has placed that in us. But ladies and gentlemen, it's taking place today. It is the mandate for moral decay in our nation. We need to recognize what is happening and to say no, no, no to it. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the good examples to bring this about to illustrate what I'm saying. Most of us have known about the Boy Scouts. I believe the Boy Scouts have been in existence for about 114 years now, going into the 115th year. Looking at the headline, Boy Scouts of America announced a rebrand to simply calling it Scouting America. The Boy Scouts of America announced Tuesday that it will change its name to Scouting America next February to emphasize its commitment to inclusion. The inclusion is because the federal government forced them to accept females into the Boy Scouts. The federal government forced the Boy Scouts to have sodomite instructors called scout leaders in the Boy Scouts. As a result of that, we found major, major, major promiscuity. We found major, major sexual things taking place that destroyed the integrity of the Boy Scouts. And as a result of that, the Boy Scouts filed bankruptcy. And coming out of bankruptcy, I'm looking at this article. There was a trust account set up for $2.4 billion after they emerged out of bankruptcy that now they're having to distribute to all of those little boys that were harmed by the sodomites as the scout leaders in the Boy Scouts. And now they're rebranding, they call it. The article says the youth organization said the new name is meant to help everyone, including boys and girls, feel welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that's putting it lightly. It's not just boys and girls. Boys and girls and every one of the 157, approximately 157, genders that's now being promulgated and pushed, they're all welcome. It's whatever sex you feel, whatever sex you think you are. It is looking at the sexual dysphoria and making it real that's being forced on the Boy Scouts now that's causing them to change it and be a gigantic umbrella for all of the sodomites, for all of the transsexuals and the different sexual dysphorias that they might have to come in to call the Scouts now. This article reads this way. The Boy Scouts of America has faced a storm of controversy in recent years, including widespread allegations of sexual abuse and misconduct. The organization filed for bankruptcy in 2020 after spending more than $150 million to settle the sexual abuse lawsuits they had brought upon them. Ladies and gentlemen, the end result is it destroyed a 114-year-old organization that was pristine until the federal government stepped in and said you must include transsexuals, homosexuals, bisexuals, LGBTQ, sodomite agenda. You must have them as the Boy Scout troop leaders, et cetera, et cetera. We're witnessing today, we are watching today, as everything that's called morality that simply is now pales into insignificance. What used to be called moral is now called hate speech. What used to be called morality is now viewed as a bias or bigotry. What used to be morality in America today is no more. There's the open doors, the Pandora's box has been opened so that everything, every pervert and every kind will be entering into the system. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the Roman Empire that we'll examine in a few minutes, that some of the same facets, some of the same problems, some of the same progression toward the implosion of the Roman Empire took place. Ladies and gentlemen, recently, U.S. Department of Education, for example, changed Title IX. Title IX, what does that mean? It's the non-discrimination section out of the U.S. Department of Education. Look at the headline. Biden dismantles the Trump era Title IX rules, sidesteps issues of trans athletes in girls' sports. Let me read a few brief paragraphs. The Biden administration has unveiled new rules amid a safeguarding, aimed at safeguarding LGBTQ. Listen, he's changing the rules, changing the regulation, no legislation needed, just tweaking the rules and the regulations of Title IX. Changing it so that the LGBTQ students and changing the way in which sexual harassment and assault claims are adjudicated on campus. The new provisions are part of the revised Title IX regulations issued by the Department of Education, fulfilling a campaign pledge by President Joe Biden to revamp those issued during the Trump administration. Under the new rules, sex discrimination includes discrimination based on gender identity. You wake up this morning thinking you're a boy, you're a boy. You wake up today thinking that you are bisexual, you are. You wake up thinking today that you're a girl and you grow hair. You've got hair on your chest and you shave every morning. But you're now a girl. That's all to be included and embraced, as well as all sexual orientation. Listen, this is how it reads. A school must not separate or treat people differently based on their sex, except in limited circumstances under the provisions that critics say that they will change, that will allow, listen, it's going to allow locker rooms to be open for the boys and the girls to enter into, the bathrooms, the locker rooms, the change rooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, based on gender identity. In other words, a male is passing a female bathroom. All of a sudden, he feels feminine. He can go in. And ladies and gentlemen, this is being changed. And if Title IX is changed, then it is being done as we speak. It is the trickle down that every school across America cannot say no. Every school across, listen, it's serious. Every school in America, including right here in Duval County, cannot have a rule or regulation that a fully male student cannot go into a female's bathroom if he feels feminine or vice versa. It will absolutely open Pandora's box for all kind of sexual mayhem, all kind of rapes and abuse of the young girls in our schools and the classrooms and in every educational setting from kindergarten through graduate school across our nation. This article states, LGBTQ students who face discrimination will be entitled to a response from their school under Title IX, and those failed by their school will seek recourse from the federal government. In other words, if a school fails to obey the new regs for Title IX, that school can be prosecuted, the teacher can be prosecuted, and the school can be have federal funds cut off as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it distasteful to say the very least that we're falling into the same trap of the Roman Empire. Looking at the headline, report recommends removal of sexual discrimination at religious schools. Ladies and gentlemen, there's now a move to remove what they call sexual discrimination at religious schools, where a religious school cannot say you're a transsexual, you think that you're a boy and you're really, literally a girl, or vice versa. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the next thing on the agenda under Title IX. And listen, multitudes of Christian schools in America today take what they call step-up funds. Multitudes of Christian schools take federal funds, tuition grants, and funds for the students in the Christian schools. Listen, the next thing on the agenda, after modifying and modulating the rules and the regulation, Title IX, for all schools, they're going to come back a little, just a short time later, and say, now this is going to also include every Christian school. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the demise of the United States of America. We're witnessing the moral, ethical, fundamental foundation of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, just recently, as this Department of Education makes those changes and the decision, we're also watching today across America, we've fallen from God, the plan of God, God's purpose for our constitutional republic. Now America is a post-Christian nation. We see doctors and teachers, the entire educational and medical profession today. If teachers want to continue to teach, if doctors want to continue to practice, they must follow the multi-gender guidelines given by the federal government. The barbaric act of cutting off healthy body parts must be carried out by doctors or lose their license to continue to practice. American cities and states are now, the federal government are under the process of dumbing down through the legalization of marijuana. That's on the agenda. The feds are doing that as we speak. They're saying that no longer will marijuana be considered a dangerous drug, and yet every study that's done outside the realm of a study by the marijuana industry says that it is dangerous. It causes psychosis, it causes major brain damage, it causes a slowness of thought, etc., etc., etc. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, for the new America, the America on the horizon for tomorrow, the next years, and the future of America will be a dumbed-down society. Dumber and Dumber is an old television program. It's dumbing down society so that they will be so dumbed down and demoralized that the government will control them completely. And that's the thing that we see coming out of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. Licentiousness, ladies and gentlemen, one of the major causes of the implosion of the Roman Empire. A serious decline in anything called ethics and morals and values. Sexual sins were rampant. Laziness, citizens that didn't want to work, they wanted to work less and less. They wanted to have more and more entertainment. Legislative, where the government of the Roman Empire had its thumb on everything for the people, the populace. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're the generation that's now witnessing the decline and fall of the United States of America. We need to turn back to God before it's too late and ask for God's intervention. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You are invited to participate in a broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood and Let's Face the Issues. This program allows you, the listener, to call in and ask your questions about current issues. Dr. Youngblood deals with moral, ethical, and political issues that face our culture and the church. Tune in.